It's Tuesday, May 4th, 2010. This is Zach in Boston. I'd like to read an unpublished poem I read today by an Irish writer named John Griffin. He lives in Ireland. This poem, which is really astonishing, was part of the Tuesday Poem Project, which you'll find online. It's a collaborative thing, a blog, where poets involved each post a poem, either of their own composition or one that they've found and loved, to their individual blogs, and one also appears on the main blog of the program. This poem, by John, was posted at his own blog, odradec-poetry.blogspot.com. I'll read it now. Antiphon. I saw the night birds carrying off the sun. Who am I? I watch the Carotidids abandon the Erechtheum and fill the Acropolis with tears. Who am I? You are the son of the man that quarried the stones, the mason's kin, and you have within you the blood of the hand that planed and unsplintered the wood. You were born the same day the white stallions rode in on Froth, their manes checked by the battle cries coming from the shore. You grew in the long shadows of the kings. You prayed the silent prayers of the swans. You knew the secrets of the trees, conversed in undertows, and swam down the streams of the children's dreams. Who might you be now in this tranquil interregnum before the gates of war? What is your threshold when all piety fails? Can you lift a blade to cut the throat of a tide, take up arms against desert winds? Who could you be when the mongrels roam and snarl through zones of terror? You are your fear's own curfew. You are the blue tip of the icicle, the tear in the well of the cave, the bat in the dome of Motley. You are the mind of the pendulum arcing love's abyss, the ontological calculus of chaos, the serpent and the serpent's kiss, time's slave and the nomad quaffing insouciance from the wings of migration. You watched one day unfold, and yet you did nothing. Who are you? You drove into the wilderness to verify your screams. Who are you? You exhumed lost cities, unwrapped the mummies of yourself, authored your own apocalypse, and then forecast the sirens that would wake the worms of the dead. You peddled peace from an ocean of blood. Who the hell are you? Your patronymic falls with the falling of the leaves, a mitigated mulch, a patched-up, patented pulp massed into the landfill of your name, compacted and recycled there. You are the we navigating me on the high seas of all. Our matronymic, too, hatched in the nest whose broken shells and shards of songs and selves are cascading back to earth.